99.1 KKFT.
This is what I think.
Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current Reno temperature still in the 50s. Going to be a very cool day with a high of 61, 59 degrees, our current temperature. The wind creating a bit of havoc with 395 and 580 through Washoe Valley. Prohibition is up. No vehicles over 9 feet to allow to travel during the windstorm for now before we get the precipitation and such. Let's go to the phone. 775-884-9910. We're going to start with Paul calling from the Virginia City Highlands. I understand you have three you have three topics for us, Paul. We're all ears. Go ahead, sir.
Two topics and a joke. So we'll start with the DMV, because that's the most frustrating. So online car registration renewal. Years ago, I would rate, they give you the, rate us afterwards, how you like our site. I would rate them awesome, because you go in there, you hit a drop down and say, vehicle renewal, and it takes you right to the page. You put in the stuff from the thing, your credit card information, bang, there you are. Seems like the last year or two, you go there and you hit the drop down, and it takes you to a page full of stuff. And I'm looking at the page going, okay, I need online registration. And there's like these three boxes among all the stuff. I'm going, is that a button? Do I need to click? Okay, click there. It takes me to another page. And look at this page, and it's full of information. Okay, where do I click now? Okay, I think I need this. And I click on it. It takes me to another page. I think you have to click five times before you even get to the page to fill out your form. How do you break something like that?
They took lessons from Bank of America. No, seriously, and this is a very serious thing, because starting on Wednesday, the DMV has ruled that all vehicle transactions, all must begin online using My DMV or Drive NV. I never heard of that one. Before you face a human being at their office, and the DMV says too many vehicle transactions have taken place at DMV offices, that's their job. Moving services online, they say, will simplify processes for them. But you bring up, Paul, the fact that if the website doesn't cover your specific need, or the website's not working for you for one reason or another, I hear stories about that. There's really no recourse. No recourse at all.
Online registration used to be renewal was simple, and it is a simple thing. And if it takes that much to do that, what happens when you have something complicated? I don't even want to think about it. So let's move on.
Okay.
Desolation Wilderness, you mentioned in the 70s, you could go in there and not see a soul.
When I took one of the UNR courses, it was backpacking. Yeah. Our final test was surviving on our own in the desolation wilderness.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep. So in the 90s, early 90s, mid 90s, I was in there several times, and there were a lot of people. And I went in one time with my brother in the spring, and it was a wet spring. And we hiked through snow on a trail that we had trouble finding. We knew where the trail was because we'd been there before, but it was a little tricky. And we got up to the lake, and we're thinking, hey, we got the place to ourselves. No one's going to find their way up here. And there were only a few places to camp. We started setting up, and then the Boy Scout troop showed up. And first, a guy and a kid came over the rise, and then another kid, and then another kid, and another gentleman. And then I think there were like 20 kids, maybe more. And it's like, one of the kids drops his pack and right by our feet says, I'm not taking another step. I'm thinking, yeah, sure you are. You're not, But in the 90s, it was packed. You couldn't get in.
Really?
Up into the 2010s, it's a permit system. You have to put in 4 months ahead of time. They had some walk-ins where you could walk in that day and maybe get a permit to get in. Now I don't know since COVID if it's changed. If the number of young people getting in.
1970, we took our bus in there. They let everybody out. There was no restriction whatsoever. And like I said earlier, you could walk a mile into Desolation Wilderness, set up. and you could stay there for probably a month and not see another human being. Those scouts took the name Desolation away from away from that area, but I hate hearing that the reservation system and such. Too many people blabbed about it, I think. Darn it all.
I never hear about desolation
in the wilderness. Yeah. Okay.
I haven't been there for a long time, but you're right. It was a wonderful place. It still is because it's still, you can't bring anything motorized in there and you have to hike in. And people are pretty good about keeping it clean. At least they were in the early 2000, mid 2000, 2000 ones or whatever, 2000. Right. So anyways, I'm going to leave you with a joke now, since you were talking about cats just a little bit ago. And this isn't mine. This was if you were listening to Armstrong and Getty earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
So how is a cat like a stripper?
I don't know how.
They sit on your lap and pretend they love you.
Oh, I was worried you were going to say the P word. Give me the answer. Give me the answer again.
They sit on your lap. They sit on your lap and pretend to love you.
Okay, liked it. Paul, never heard that one. I appreciate the call. Oh, by the way, do you believe in ghosts?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, not in the sense of that they're on Earth, but I believe in afterlife and the spirit and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yep. Hallelujah. All right, my friend.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Have yourself a great day. Thanks, Paul. Okay, random things from Fox News. I didn't hear the last Fox newscast at 11 o'clock, but when I came in, I did hear them bring this up in the 9 o'clock Fox News, a story on the New York City mayoral campaign. And the reason it was in the news this morning is because early voting just began today for that race in New York City for mayor. And also big is the fact that Mamdani, the Jew hater, got an endorsement from the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, worst New York governor ever. I mean, how far they have fallen from Governor Pataki. Now, I was born in not in New York City. I was born in upstate New York, Buffalo, Rochester area. I was born there, so I keep tabs on New York and read the news. I actually sat for 2 hours, and I did this for you folks. So I, you know, you could hear some information about what happened. I sat and watched the C-SPAN 2 hour debate between Jew Hunter Mamdani and Cuomo and Curtis Sliwa. Now, I had high hopes the highest hopes for Cuomo, because Curtis Sliwa has only, I think the polls say, 12% chance of winning. And I think our big hope to beat the Jew hater was higher with Cuomo. Cuomo is a bigger socialist than Mamdani, and it brought back to me how awful a governor he was. The moderators asked, well, what are we going to do about these domestic violence calls that police don't have failed to do this right or that right? And Cuomo's solution was that every police call, every policeman responding to a call, especially domestic violence, has to have a social worker with him or her. Social workers in New York City get like $90 an hour. Are you kidding me? Every single patrol car with a police officer and a social worker. Can you imagine how much that's going to cost? What else? Okay, yeah, they brought up illegal aliens. And what are we going to do about them in New York City? And they're protesting that they're being picked up by ICE and such. Cuomo's response was that every single homeless person should be assigned a lawyer. I think the lawyers in New York City make a lot more than $90 an hour. Anyway, it was horrendous. I thought to myself, there is just absolutely no hope for this city. Don't look to Sliwa. He, by the way, is a radio host, in case you didn't know. He's really a showman. You know, he's got a big mouth, but that's not an attribute. That's actually a detriment to him. But he was talking big socialist talk, too. He was talking about bringing back the mentally ill folks on the streets back into institutions, which, by the way, you can't do. The ACLU sued Governor Reagan in California. You cannot take a person against their will and put them in an institution. And they sued California for billions, and Reagan was forced to release him from where they had been institutionalized. And again, that's going to be a huge cost there. Everybody was trying to out-socialize Mandami, the Jew hater. And now Sliwa, I can tell you, I don't know for a fact, but I can tell you he's never been a Marine, because he is not, and this is a term they use in the Marines, he does not jump on the grenade. And what I mean by that is he will not get out of the race, even though he has a 12% approval rating in the polls. And if he did get out of the race, it would give Cuomo a fighting chance against the Jew hater, but he won't do it. He will not fall on the grenade to support our, well, heck, it wouldn't matter anyway, because Cuomo's just as bad as Mandami, in my view, that I saw. What do you think about the ballroom at the White House? I'll bring that up. What the heck? Up next, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Our phone number, you're next, 884-9910, FM News Talk, time 1117.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Glad you joined us. 1121, I'm John Potter, live and local. Just started now to go through the... I forget. The texts. Okay. Somebody texted Craig wanting to know. They heard a section of Mount Rose Highway is going to be closed tomorrow morning. Yeah, I did see that. Section of Mount Rose Highway near Galena Creek Park. They're going to close it down temporarily, schedule 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So it's going to be closed for 2 hours. What the deal is, they are moving this big thing. It's between the Mount Rose Ski Resort and Timberline Drive. It's the passage of an oversized vehicle. And they picked a time when they figured it's not going to be too crowded. So Mount Rose Highway closed tomorrow morning, 9 to 11, near Galena Creek Park. You can still go to the lower and upper sections of the highway, you know, go between the ski resort and Timberline. Bordeaux will not be possible. So that's a good thing to know about. Somebody texting here, this could be news that some of your listeners can use. My teenager has come down with a viral skin rash that seems to be benign, but the doctor said it's all over Reno lately. Small raised bumps on the skin all over the body. Some of them have no color. Some of them are red or slightly red. They're not painful. They don't itch, but they're quite the cause for concern, because most doctors, this person says, have no idea what they're looking at when they see it. Dermatologist said it's a viral skin rash that seems to be enjoying a sizable outbreak in our area. Person writes, my daughter says she doesn't think she got it from trying on clothes in the secondhand store, but realistically, how could she have gotten into contact with it? Be careful out there. If anybody you know comes down with this and the doctor doesn't know what to make of it, consult the dermatologist community. Well, if there is something, you heard it here first, and I appreciate that person texting it. This is stuff we need to know. Okay, I'm a Trump guy, but, you know, we're not holding hands and going steady. Me and Trump, lots of days, I really like what he does. Some days I have to say he rubs me the wrong way. Some days I scratch my head and I say, what the hell is that man thinking? I'll be honest with you. This week he kind of gave me the... you know, and we've had quite a few of those, right? The pardon, of that, who's that fat lion guy who was in Congress, made up the stories and ripped off people's money? George Santos. Man, when old Trump pardoned him, commuted. Oh my gosh. I gave some groans over that, I guarantee you. So a little more this week. President Trump had said as soon as he, kind of when he was sworn in, that he wanted to put a ballroom in the White House. I don't know why. I guess if Cinderella comes by or something, I'm not sure. But he wanted to put in a ballroom. And he said, the donors are going to pay for it. And I think what he did is he shook the donors down. A lot of large corporations that, I don't know, they don't want tariffs, on them. They decided to donate to the ballroom project at $250 million, a quarter of $1 billion to build a ballroom. So, and when he pitched it, last time he spoke about it, he said, listen, no, we're not going to touch the White House. The White House is going to be perfectly fine just the way it is. And he said the new ballroom would be very close to the White House. He wouldn't tell you, it would be very close to the White House. But now we're not going to touch the White House. The White House is going to be fine. That's the last we heard. That's the only thing we heard, right? I scour the news every day. No report to Congress. No vote of Congress on this. No show it to the people. No nothing. Just get the hell out of my way. Here I come. And what was it, Monday? It's like all of a sudden the photos are coming out from the White House of somebody tore the wall off the White House. Okay. It's like, I go, what? The East Wing? And they say, the East Wing, it's not original. It was added. It wasn't added till 1902. So it was there during the First World War. It was there for Teddy Roosevelt, who was there when I read his book, Calvin Coolidge's son, sadly got blood poisoning and died there. It was there throughout the Franklin Delano Roosevelt term as he fought World War II and Dwight Eisenhower walked those walls, halls. John Kennedy was in it. You tore that, it wasn't built until 1902. So it can come down 1902 from then till now that's more than half the history of the White House. So anyway, they tore off the wall on the East Wing, and how far it goes, we don't know. It turns out they didn't tell us. It's like, I guess it's his property. I don't know. And now presumably the construction of the White House ballroom begins. Now, again, I like Trump, whatever else like that. And I guess ballrooms are important. I don't think I've ever been to a ballroom. I don't know if I'm not into it anyway, but, the White House is 55,000 square feet. The ballroom's going to be 90,000 square feet, 55,000 square feet for the White House, 90,000 square feet for the add-on ballroom. So what this will be is a ballroom with a White House on its side. And, again, it's whatever, he's the president, but there's a part of me that says, I don't like change. I'm a Republican for a reason, let things alone. And so here's the thing, when this ballroom gets done, you can tell Donald Trump, he likes gold. He likes gold. He's taken that Oval Office. He's made it look like I don't know what Disneyland exhibit or something like that. He's got gold everywhere, gold cups, gold filigree. Put some gold thing on the wall, and slowly that's just spreading across the entire White House. Now, see, I'm more of a pewter guy. Pewter for me. That's my precious metal, and 1950s wallpaper here. But this ballroom, I tell you what, when Cinderella does come, she better be bringing some sunglasses because she's going to be pretty dazzled, I suspect, by all the stuff hanging on the walls. At any rate, I do hope it gets done on time. I hope they do a good job. I hope he doesn't decorate it in too outlandish a fashion. It's a little Saddam-y, you know, to me, just saying. He's like the Mar-a-Lago is his expression of his aesthetic sense, and Mar-a-Lago is kind of like the one of those castles they have for the rich people over in the Middle East. And in America, Thomas Jefferson, remember him? We had the concept of the small R Republican. A Republican was a person who was humble, who wore simple clothes, simple decorations, not putting on airs. I'm not rich. You're not rich. It doesn't quite appeal to the American. And like Thomas Jefferson, for example, was in many ways the prototypical lowercase R Republican. It's not about political party. It's about stay very humble. You know, be a man of the people. Don't be ostentatious. I think we have abandoned that stuff for a little bit there. I think it's in the rear view. At any rate, who knows? Maybe one day they get that ballroom up and you'll be able to go down and to a dance at the White House. You don't know. You don't know. Could happen. And that's one of the best things in life. You don't know where the road goes. And in most cases in lives, certainly there are bumps in the roads, a lot of hills and potholes and such like that. But every now and then, the road to life takes you out into some beautiful vista that allows you to just stop for a moment and look and appreciate and drink it all in. And my life has taken me some pretty interesting places. I have been to the East Room of the White House. And who knows, maybe one day I'll get down to that ballroom. But just in case, if you go, take your phone with you, send me some pictures, and as I quietly sneak away from this politically charged thing, which I brought up, which, you know me, I'm not a guy that likes to get the oceans angry. I'm not a feather ruffler. I'm not really one that is a person who engages in most things political because there's just more things in life, but I was just shaking my head this week, that's all. I'm John Potter, live and local. Be back in a very short while. We have Fox News and local news with Greg Neft up right now, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Our phone number, 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. Still interested in ghost stories. FM News Talk time, 11:32.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Wow, heck of a storm moving in. Now our temperature is dropping. Reno, 58 degrees. Our current temperature, the wind's picking up, creating a bit of havoc. We have a motorist assist, could be anything, but it's at the Spaghetti Bowl, southbound 395 at 80. There, you'll see the troopers at the scene. Also, if you're driving to Carson City or even Washoe Valley, the prohibition is up with the wind. Vehicles over 9 feet high prohibited on 580 reaching all the way, and 395 also reaching all the way from Mount Rose Highway down past the lake, Eastview Drive probably. 884-9910 is our number to call. I love the news. I always have. I've worked with it, at it, wrote it, rewrote it. And since I was a little kid, I loved to watch the news. There was me, 8 years old, on my parents' bed. I would, like clockwork, I would watch on the one color TV we had in the home in my parents' bedroom. 6:30, watching Walter Cronkite, switching over to Huntley and Brinkley. I even watched Howard K. Smith every night, and I love to read the news. Because I'm nosy. I think I like to learn things. I want to know what's happening. And the news it helps you learn a lot. And over time became this notion that just grew and grew in my career that the news is biased. And in the 70s and 80s and 90s, I have fought against that. I was working in news, TV in New York State, then Vegas, then Maine, then Texas. All during that time, this reputation grew that the news was biased. And I thought I would say, no, I don't think they're biased at all. They just, you know, it's an overlooked thing. They made a mistake. It's accidental. No, they're trying to give it to you straight. I used to say those things. And, you know, I'm pretty exactly sure that I've not been right about that, quite right about that over time. You know, apart from the bias that I saw Channel 2 during my time there, there was quite an illustration of this week. I think it was Wednesday night. I'm watching the ABC Network News, and there was a story out of Southern California. Maybe you've seen the video. It's hard to forget ever. It's horrific. It's dash cam video from an 18-wheeler. That is just blowing down the road fast, really fast. And up ahead, there are a bunch of vehicles which have slowed to a very slow pace because of traffic conditions. And this truck doesn't apparently notice, doesn't care, doesn't slow, doesn't deaccelerate. It just smashes into the back of one, two, three, four vehicles and hits the back end of another. The 18-wheeler veers off to the right and strikes two other vehicles pulled over on the side of the road. Three people end up dead, and ABC Network News played the video, the dash cam video of this collision twice. This snuff video, like your people died in this video in the moment that you're going to watch this video again. You're watching as terrible injuries will be inflicted on living, loving flesh and blood human beings. And those injuries will take the lives of those people. Yeah, let's watch it again. I want to see death delivered to these people a second time, David Muir. Thank you so much. Well, they mentioned in that story at the very end that the driver had been charged with drunk driving, but they did not. And if you listen to Armstrong and Getty, they touched on this too. I think it was on Thursday. But the ABC Network News did not mention two other pieces of information that may have been, you know, a little bit pertinent, at least one. So they did not include the man's name. Though if he'd been charged with a crime in the state of California where it happened, his name would be public, and they would have had access to his name. Not in the newscast, the 22-year-old allegedly drunk behind the wheel of the truck, smashing into these poor motorists, killing them. His name turns out to be, and forgive me if I mispronounce this, Jahanpreet Singh. Which is fine. We all have different kinds of names, and that's wonderful, and that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Jesinpreet Singh, that may be how, but it does raise the question of where this gentleman is from. And what's the second thing ABC News didn't tell us, which is the main thing, and it kind of got me ticked off this week. Jesinpreet Singh is not from around here. In fact, he's not here legally. In 2022, he came to this country illegally crossing the southern border. He was apprehended by the federal government. Joe Biden, as commander-in-chief, he was apprehended by the federal government illegally entering the country, and he was turned loose. Just go about your way. Here's your piece of paper. Let us know in a few years how things are going for you. So he's an illegal alien, and you know he's an illegal alien in California, which is sadly one of those states that gives driver's licenses to illegal aliens right next to us there. And further, California gives commercial driver's licenses to illegal aliens. someone's in this country illegally and you're going to give them your state license, California, to drive an 18-wheeler on the same highways and streets as everybody else, including around our families and children. So I don't want to go on and on about this, but I watched the story. It's terrible video. He was drunk, but ABC did not include his name or that information about him being an illegal alien. And probably not in the radio ABC newscast. when you don't reveal the full story and the omission of information is an act of deception. That's what I saw Channel 2. It's what you won't report that's not just omission, but it's deception. If you don't want the other side to be told and it's not there, that's bias. If I don't tell you the whole truth, I'm not telling you the truth. If I'm not telling you the whole truth, I'm telling you a lie, basically. And in this situation, particularly given the context that illegal aliens behind the wheel of big rigs is an issue that many people are concerned about. We talked about a couple of weeks back, I brought up how the state of Oklahoma did this trucker enforcement and safety detail over a weekend on I-40. I don't know the number down there, but they apprehended something in excess of 100 illegal aliens driving big trucks. Again, God bless those people, but to be on our highways in these very large vehicles requires great skill. And it requires ability to read the language it requires. It's a lot of stuff that I don't think most all illegal aliens have, including a basic regard for law in the first place. But and at any rate, forgive me, I'm just rant and raving here, but I wish ABC News had told us the whole truth. I wish CBS News would do the same. And I wish that a handful of very ignorant states were not endangering motorists all across America by issuing these commercial driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And, you know, we've had so many bridges and things like that hit by trucks in the last handful of years. It looks like the drivers have all of a sudden, gotten stupid? And you wonder if issues like this might not be a factor that makes you ask the question, where, again, is this driver from? And is this driver in our country legally? It doesn't make you a xenophobe or a racist to ask. It makes you someone concerned about highway safety, which all of us ought to be concerned about. And speaking of driving, it's rough here. I will often pray about driving, you know, like before we go off on a long trip, we will have, my wife and I, a prayer. We there together, we sit in the car in the driveway, and we start our journey. And every now and again, like we just had a trip, we drove all the way to Death Valley and back. And especially if I have to drive Highway 95, we pray. We ask the Lord to help us travel in safety. And the most important thing is, I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to die. I'd really prefer not to die. I kind of like being here, you know? Plus the crazy freaking giant paycheck I get at this place. Oh, man, I don't want to turn that bounty loose, you know? But I don't want to kill anybody. I don't want to hurt anybody. And, you know, I'm a very overly careful, conscientious driver. But I know that no human undertaking is perfect, and I know that every human undertaking has an error rate, and the best of drivers sometimes make mistakes. And I don't want to make a mistake, and I am hyper-vigilant, and I look both ways first after the light turns green, and I pray, help me not hurt anybody. Sometimes as I'm driving, when I have people in the truck, you know, you're extra sensitive, even more so. And here's the thing, putting all your loved ones or the whole family in one car, that's always made me nervous. It's like man, we're putting all our eggs in one basket here. But anyway, the whole point of this is tragedies happen. The media is crooked. I see the reports every day when I do my midday newscasts here, and some of the stories, and there was once a crash, I'll never forget this, where the son was driving the car and his mother was a passenger and they were both killed. And it just hit me for days to die like that with your mother in the car, a young man killed, mom trusting him to take her somewhere. Oh, that had to have happened a long time ago, but I still think of that sometimes on the road. Okay, oh my gosh. Motormouth has taken us all the way to 11:50. One more break to go. Still time to call in. Your last chance to call in, 775-884-9910. And I'll read your text too. I'm John Potter, live and local, every Saturday 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:50.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Current Reno temperature, it's been about 58 for just about the whole show this morning. I'm John Potter, live and local. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. It's Jeff calling from Reno. Hey, Jeff, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Well, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I was thinking you were talking about ABC News and their omission, and that would have been a good time to play Armstrong and Getty saying, ABC News, entertainment for morons. And you know, if he had a watch and I needed to know what time it was, I wouldn't ask him.
Okay.
But we're talking about the truck drivers, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for reporting what they did in Oklahoma. That sounds like a good place to start. I was thinking that, you know, back when this whole story first started, it started in Florida. And I think states like Florida should say, your California commercial driver's license is not valid here unless you register with our DMV, you know, check in and make sure you're valid. Make it a $500 fine for driving with a California CDL. And, oh, but no, driver's licenses have to be recognized all over the country. We have reciprocity, right? Well, yeah. A driver's license has been called a privilege. And the Second Amendment guarantees that it's a natural human right to keep and bear arms. And we don't have reciprocity in all the states for that. So it would be a good time for states to say, your California commercial license is no good here unless you know, check in and we make sure you're the real deal.
Well, that's common sense, and my mind is just blown about how does this suddenly happen where they just hand out these things, and there was even that driver's license with no name on it that they caught, I think, in this Oklahoma safety sting out there. It just blows my mind. Who approves this kind of stuff? Does the governor know? If somebody doesn't know the English language, can they even read what the signs say? Jeff, kind of speaking to the people who think the same way here, but I appreciate your info on that. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Vanessa is calling from Reno at 884-9910. Hey, Vanessa, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Morning, John. How are you?
Happy at times, a little bit of head shaking this morning, too, with the news.
Yes, I definitely was listening to that. I just want to say that I always watch the news to watch you. You were awesome. I know everything happens for a reason. I'm glad you're able to express yourself on this news station. Enjoy listening to you so much, and I think you're an awesome human being.
You said everything happens for a reason. I'd sure like to hear the reason. I'm not at Channel 2 anymore. I haven't found it.
Oh, well, you know, you're just being able to express yourself here with all your thoughts and being honest and, you know, them not giving you enough time, at least in my eyes, they didn't give you enough time and you weren't able to, I guess you probably had to watch your P's and Q's there, but I definitely like listening to you on this. So you are definitely giving everybody the honest truth. and I appreciate that.
They haven't cut me off mid-sentence so far here like the other guys did.
Yes.
But
yes.
they're conservative here, and they were liberal there. So kind of a difference
sure.
about who gets banned, you know?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being where you are on this station, and God bless.
Oh, thank you. Before you go, I'm asking I didn't ask the last dude. Do you believe in ghosts? We did ghost stories at 10 o'clock. Have you seen a ghost?
Yes, I have seen a ghost. Do I believe in them? My eyes didn't play tricks on me, so I guess it would be yes. I wouldn't go into a cemetery or any place by myself. Yes, definitely, I think.
Yes. Like I said, we're a ghosty state. Thanks, Vanessa, for calling. I appreciate it. Have yourself a great day. All right, down to the final minute. Oh, rats. Nevada football lost to Boise State last night. Our nemesis there, the score was 24-3. Not many news media websites are reporting that. It hurts, doesn't it? Not even a touchdown. They never got in the red zone. Pack's record now 1-7, 0-4 in the Mountain West. I hope they win their next one, God willing. And God willing, you have a great weekend. Enjoy the day. Enjoy Halloween, which comes before my next show here on Saturday. It's going to be a breezy day, so be careful out there, too. Okay, I'll talk to you next Saturday morning, and I'll be doing the news and traffic here middays starting Monday again. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Bye-bye.